You'll have the Word of God open before you at Proverbs chapter 1. And we come this evening to look at verses 20 to verse 33. And this morning we began a new series in the book of Proverbs. This is a book inspired by God, given to us so that we may know how to live Christ-like lives. And throughout Proverbs, we come across the wise man. And the wise man is acting on truth. He's living out the commands of God in a practical way. The wise man is the man that we want to follow. He is the one who is an example for us. Ultimately, as we saw this morning, the wise man is Christ. He is the one who is perfectly wise. And for us to be considered wise or to have wisdom, we must first of all be found in Christ. There's the wise man in the book of Proverbs. But we also meet another character in this book. He appears in nearly every chapter. He has several names, but they all mean the same thing. Sometimes he's called simple. Sometimes he's called wicked. But most of the time, he is simply called fool. And I want us to look at this person this evening. I want us to see that he is the contrast. He is the opposite to the wise man. He is the person who ignores truth. He's the person who delights in being lazy. He's the person who loves to meddle. The fool is the one who rejects wisdom. He's the one who doesn't listen to knowledge, but instead he loves to run around listening to his own advice. In Proverbs 1, verse 20 to 33, we are given the contrast. And this contrast is going to be played out throughout the book of Proverbs. The difference between the wise and the foolish. I want us to take a warning from the fool tonight. I want us to look at his character. I want us in many ways to be shocked by the fool. But then I also want us to see that there is a way of redemption. A way has been provided for those who are foolish. And so I also want us to see, as we look at the fool, I want us to see God's grace and the blessing of coming into that grace through wisdom, through Christ. So firstly, we're looking at this character of the fool. And the first thing we notice is the rejection of wisdom. The rejection of wisdom. This is the character of the fool in Proverbs. Verse 22. The simple love to remain simple. The scoffer loves their scoffing. The fool hates knowledge. In verse 24, from 25 and 29, we have further descriptions of these people. More descriptions of the simple, the scoffer, and the fool. And we're told they refuse to listen. They ignore God's counsel. They hate knowledge. They hate being told what is true. They do not choose the fear of the Lord. And then in verse 32, we're told that they are complacent. There are many people who reject the facts and the information that our world offers. Many people in our world today are skeptical. They're cynical and cautious and suspicious. A lot of people distrust the information that they're given, and sometimes that's a good thing. I don't know a lot about this sort of stuff. I don't need to know that. The less I know, the better. Sometimes that's good. But what about if it came to our health, to our well-being? Some people assume that if they don't know anything about it, then they'll be okay. If I ignore this rash, if I ignore this pain, I'm sure it will pass. The less I know about it, the better. And if I don't know a lot about it, I'm sure I'll be all right. Sometimes people like to be simple about these things. It's probably more true for men than women. If we don't know, if we ignore it, then it might just go away. But what about our spiritual health? What about eternal life? There are some people who live their lives and they love being simple. If I don't know anything about it, if I choose to ignore it, then it won't really matter. I don't want to know about the gospel. I don't want to know about sin and death. I don't want to think about these things, because then I can choose to forget about it and then it will be okay. In reality, all is not okay. It's not good to remain simple. It's not good to remain simple about our soul, about eternal life. It's not good to remain simple about the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. That's the character of the fool, of the simple. And then there are those who are scoffers, those who mock, those who laugh at the truth that they hear, and they choose to reject it with a sneer and a snide remark. And they tease, and they poke fun at the facts. How can that be true? How can you believe all that nonsense? These are the people who believe that by laughing at the truth, then they won't have to deal with it. By making a joke of the gospel, by pointing the finger, then they will deflect away from themselves any duty that falls on them to respond. And they say all will be okay because it's all just a nonsense. In reality, all is not okay. It's not good to be a scoffer concerning the truth of Christ. It's not good to be a scoffer and reject the gospel, the call of Christ. This is the character of the simple, the scoffer and the fool. And then we have the fool himself, and we are told that he hates knowledge. He hates knowledge. He openly attacks the truth. His blood boils when the truth of God is presented to him. And he hates the gospel. He hates the fact that he is called a sinner. He hates that he has to humble himself before an almighty creator. He hates that he's not in control of his life. He hates the thought of a just God who punishes sin. He hates that there is the need for a Savior. And this fool thinks, I know better than God. I'm wiser than God. My ways far exceed God's ways. I have more knowledge and information than God has. I'll be okay because I know better. In reality, all is not okay. It's not good to be a fool. It's not good to reject the truth of Scripture. It's not good to think that you know better than God. Do not be a fool. Many of you here, if not all of you, tend not to fall into these categories. But we see the simple. We see the scoffer. And we see the fool every day. Every day we come across people who reject the gospel. God's word goes out and it falls on deaf ears. The truth of God's word is set before them. They reject it. They laugh at it. They ignore it. And they hate it. The character of the fool, it's alive and flourishing in our village, in the lives of your neighbours, in the lives of those that you study with or work with, in the lives of family members. This character of the fool, of rejecting wisdom, is all around us. We're surrounded by it. But the worrying thing is that sometimes we can show traits of this character in our own lives. There are times when we too can reject the word of truth. When we read God's word and it speaks clearly to us about a certain sin or about a certain behavior, and we choose to ignore it. We excuse ourselves. And we say, I wasn't really sure I was being that bad in that circumstance. I wasn't too sure if what I did was completely wrong. We sometimes try to remain simple. If I ignore it, then it might just go away. Or sometimes we can be like the fool himself. God's word can speak to our heart, and for a moment we're thinking, no, God, I don't want that in my life. I want to cling to this sin for a little longer. Friends, we are not to reject wisdom. We are not to reject the call of Christ in our lives. We are not to reject and despise the word of truth when it comes to us. We're not to believe that it's better to remain simple where God's word is concerned. The rejection of wisdom is the character of the fool. We're surrounded by it in the world. But it's not to be our character. We are not to have those traits. The reason why the character of the fool is so dangerous, the reason why it's so dangerous to reject wisdom, is because we see, secondly, the reproof by wisdom. The reproof by wisdom. Here we see the judgment for the simple, for the scoffer, and for the fool. Look at verse 26. We see firstly that there's a certain degree of punishment in this life. This is part of the reproof, the rebuke of wisdom. The fool will fall into calamity. The fool will face terror. This is because God will allow them to continue to walk in their stubborn ways. God will allow them to continue to ignore the wisdom of his truth. And they'll continue to seek their own advice in their day-to-day lives. But the problem with that is that we don't know what's best for us. When the fool is left to himself, or when we are left to ourselves, we will always choose the wrong thing. We will act in the wrong way. We will put ourselves first. We will cause harm to others and to ourselves. And so God says in verse 31, they will eat the fruit of their way and have their fill of their own devices. God says, you want to keep living your life without me, without my truth, then fine. Here you go. Keep living that way. But what happens when God allows that? Well, we find that that way only leads to destruction. It leads to hurt. It leads to dissatisfaction. It leads to brokenness. And eventually, it leads to death. We can see this happening in our own nation. In our nation, there are many fools. People who ignore God's word. There are many people who say, we know best. This is how we are to live. These are the laws that we are going to make. They've rejected the wisdom of God. They haven't listened to the counsel of God's word. And now God is giving our nation over to its own decisions. God is giving our nation over to its own foolishness. God is saying, you started down this road, so I will let you go down this road. But the further our nation follows its own advice, the further we slip towards ruin, the further we move towards hurt, the more we will see broken families and homes, the more there will be damaged relationships and people. God is saying, you will eat the fruit of your own labor. You will enjoy the wages of your own actions. See what you deserve because of the route that you are taking. But this can also be true in our own lives. We know this. We know that when we start down a wrong road, when we ignore God's truth, when we refuse to listen and obey, we find that our way is horribly wrong. We find when we've ignored what God is clearly saying to us in Scripture, it just leads to more hurt. It leads to brokenness. It leads to a greater distress and distance from God. And here, in Proverbs 1, wisdom is speaking to us. Christ is speaking to us from his word, and he's saying, if you ignore me, if you ignore my commands, if you ignore my call to your life, you'll find that you're a fool. And the way of fools is only heading in one direction. It's heading to destruction. It's heading to ruin. Part of that is punishment in this life. But ultimately, that direction is eternal separation from God. That degree of punishment in this life, it'll be like nothing compared to the punishment in the life to come. Because the Bible makes it very clear that there is eternal punishment in hell. That living death from which there's no escape. And if we are turning away from Christ, if we are rejecting wisdom, if you are rejecting wisdom, if you have ignored God's truth, then you will suffer the same fate as the fool in verse 32. If we remain complacent, then we will suffer the same fate. We will be destroyed. We will be killed. Here is the warning. Here is the reproof from wisdom, this rebuke by wisdom. So don't ignore it. Don't put it at the back of your mind and say, if I don't think about it, then it won't happen. It doesn't matter. Don't be simple. Don't be a scoffer. Don't be a fool. We can't ignore wisdom's call to our life. We can't ignore this rebuke from wisdom. Something must be done. If something isn't done, then we are headed to disaster. If something isn't done, then we will have to deal with the consequences of our own folly. Fortunately, by God's grace, something has been done. Because we see, thirdly, in this passage, the redemption through wisdom. The redemption through wisdom. Wisdom here is personified for us. Wisdom is given a human nature. It's given a human voice. Wisdom is seen as a woman crying out aloud in the street. And this is a busy street. It's a noisy neighborhood that wisdom is speaking into. And she's raising her voice. She's shouting out to the busyness of people in their lives. She's saying, how long? How long? Why do you keep ignoring the truth? Why do you hate knowledge? With the cries of wisdom, there is hope. And that hope is that the Word of God is still being spoken. The Word of God is still proclaimed. Christ Jesus still has a voice. And as long as the Word of Christ is being proclaimed, there is hope. Listen to what wisdom says, and listen to how gracious it is. Verse 23. If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Here there is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to listen and to turn. We can turn from being simple. We can turn from being a scoffer. We can turn from being a fool and hating the truth of God's word. With wisdom speaking to us, we can stop ignoring and we can listen. We can pay attention. That's why wisdom is crying aloud in the street. That's why she's in the busy marketplace. That's why she's there in the noisy street. Because there's an opportunity to hear. An opportunity to have your ears opened. Stop ignoring Christ and the gospel. Pay attention to it. And when we come to wisdom, we find that we start to gain wisdom. We will start to learn how to walk in the right way, how to grow in the right way. Here is our hope this evening. The truth of God is still being presented to us. And when we hear it, we are to respond. We are to listen. We are to turn to wisdom. I find this extremely encouraging. Because we all can be foolish. We all can be simple. We all still make mistakes. There are times when we ignore God's word. It's encouraging because God's word is still presented to us. And he still speaks to us. And he says to us again and again, listen. Pay attention. Come to wisdom. Come to Christ. Come to Him. Turn from that foolish road that you've started down. Turn. If you listen, if you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my Spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. What encouragement for those of us who can at times be so foolish. I include myself in that. What an encouragement to us this evening. There is a way to be saved from the foolish road that maybe we've started down. There's a way that we can be brought back. There's a way that we can be redeemed. And it's through wisdom. Through listening to wisdom calling to us. Through turning to wisdom and heading to wisdom. Through Christ. Coming to Him and saying, Lord, I'm sorry for the road I started down. Bring me back to You. Set me on the right path. Help me to walk according to Your truth. Help me to have more wisdom in areas where I've been foolish. Turn at my rebuke. His voice is still proclaimed. What an encouragement. Turn, coming to wisdom. And when we do so, we find the words of verse 33 are here for us. And this is our comfort. We've had an encouragement, and now this is a comfort. Whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster. When we turn and we listen, when we put into practice what He calls us to do, we dwell secure. He's with us, walking with us, upholding us, strengthening us. And we can dwell secure in that. And that means when we go out into the world, and when we have to take a stand against the foolishness that we see around us, when we have to say no, this is the way of wisdom. And we might fear what fools and scoffers and the simple will think or say or do to us. We can say, I know this is right. And He will help me dwell secure. He will be with me. He will go with me and uphold me. Whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease. We'll have peace, peace of mind, peace of conscience in the road that we're following. Then this is also a challenge to us. Perhaps God has us as His voice in the crowded place. The church, we in many ways are like wisdom. In the nation, in our village, in the streets, there's a lot of busyness going on. There's a lot of different voices saying different things, giving lots of different advice. What are we to do? We are to proclaim wisdom in the busy place, in the noisy street. This is the way to follow. This is the way to go. Perhaps God has you as a voice in that busy place. The busy workplace with so much going on, lots of different voices, lots of different ideas wanting to get attention, lots of different advice being thrown in. Perhaps you are to be that voice of wisdom in that busy place. This is the way to go. This is the truth of Scripture. This is the way in which we are to walk. Maybe you're that voice in a family home. Lots of different voices going on. This is the way to go. It's a challenge to us to proclaim Christ and His Word. It's a challenge to us, not just for us to listen and obey, but to make it known to the simple, to the scoffer, and to the fool. And we do it because there is redemption through wisdom. There is a way for people to be rescued from continuing in foolishness. And that way is through Christ. And so we must proclaim Christ. We must proclaim wisdom. We must say to people that through the one who gave himself on the cross, that is the way we must walk. That is the way we must go. We say to the world, how long? How long will you walk in this way? Come to the place of wisdom. Because here we find redemption. Here and only here do we find that we dwell secure. Eternal security in Christ. Perhaps this evening you are the simple. You are the scoffer or the fool. I would say to you, come soon. Because we don't know for how long the voice will keep speaking. At some point, he may become quiet. And when that happens, then it's too late. Look at verse 28. They will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Listen to the voice of wisdom. Come to the place of wisdom. Know that there is redemption through wisdom, because his voice may not always be speaking to you. Amen.